Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know who I am. Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And boy, am I ready to watch WrestleMania. But before I get into that, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the return of a Ring of Honor legend who made his return to the promotion yesterday at the Ring of Honor Supercard. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about Nigel McGuinness. It's great to see Nigel McGuinness return home. Because to say that Nigel McGuinness is a huge name and a huge part in the history and the legacy and the success of Ring of Honor, that would be a major understatement. In other words, honestly, you cannot talk about the history of Ring of Honor without mentioning the name Nigel McGuinness. Now, of course, we always mention the names Kevin Steen, Tyler Black, just to name a few, plus El Generico, Bryan Danielson, Samoa Joe, CM Punk. But ladies and gentlemen, among all those elite names in the history of Ring of Honor and the name of professional wrestling, the name Nigel McGuinness is at the status of legendary. And not just in Ring of Honor, ladies and gentlemen, but in professional wrestling as a whole. Nigel McGuinness is a well-respected legend, and my God, I have studied what he's done. I've watched his promos. I've watched his work skills, his in-ring skills, everything. Nigel McGuinness was one hell of a competitor. It truly made me sad when he had to retire back in 2011 due to medical complications of some sort of disease, which I'm not going to get into. But you know what? God bless Nigel McGuinness, and I'm so grateful for everything that he has done. And I'm so grateful for all my friends who are Ring of Honor fans who lent me DVDs and everything to watch to watch everything that Nigel McGuinness has done. I am truly forever grateful. I will tell you that. So as we know, Nigel McGuinness is actually, he was with WWE from 2016 until I think it was October of last year. Now, as we know, when he retired from in-ring competition back in 2011, he actually was still with Ring of Honor at the time. I think he had returned to Ring of Honor, okay? And basically, he worked as a color commentator beside, I think it was next to, I believe it was Kevin Kelly. And it was actually not until, and this was actually in August of 2011. And then it wasn't until November 3rd of 2012 when he actually basically was named the matchmaker of Ring of Honor. And as a result of that, he actually replaced Jim Cornette as the on-screen authority figure, if I'm correct. So, and you know, I think also not long after that, in 2012, he actually released his documentary. It was called The Last of McGuinness, and this was basically a documentary on his final days as an active wrestler. I mean, I think basically, according to my research, you know, he actually at one point had an offer to go to WWE, but that offer ended up being cast away because of an injury. I think it was some sort of arm or shoulder injury. I think it might have been a triceps injury, either a biceps or triceps injury that actually required surgery, and WWE basically had a deal for him, but because of that, you know, unfortunately the deal could not go through. But you know. But I think honestly, I'm not sure exactly, because I think he was an Impact Wrestling, I think, when this happened. But there's also, according to a lot of sources, that he contracted hepatitis B, and this was actually during his time with Impact Wrestling, which of course at the time was total nonstop action. So it's really a shame just how things had to end, but But you know what? As a competitor, as an on-screen authority figure, and as a commentator, honestly, Nigel McGuinness just, you know, is just absolute magic. You know, there's no doubt about it. So, but going back to, again, in WWE, I mean, I think it was in December of 2016 when he resigned as the matchmaker, of course, you know, the on-screen authority figure. And that's when he actually signed with WWE. So it was actually that same month, actually, he actually ended up arriving in WWE. And he actually made his, he actually got on the commentary table. Of course, he was a color commentator for NXT. And I remember he was listed as the heel sympathizer, which I thought was great. Of course, he was also part of Main Event, 205 Live. And not surprisingly, he was actually part of NXT UK. I mean, if you're going to bring Nigel McGuinness to be a commentator for NXT, you might as well put him in the mix with NXT UK. I mean, honestly, it's an absolute no-brainer. Now, I think at the point, because, you know, by the time he had arrived in WWE in 2016, I think at that point of his age, if he had still been healthy, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he probably would have been a competitor. Now, personally, I think Nigel McGuinness, you know, wrestling for NXT, I think would have been one of the greatest things ever. Honestly, I'd like to know your thoughts. So for those of you watching on YouTube, please let me know in the comments if you think that Nigel McGuinness certainly would have been a great competitor for NXT had he been able to stay healthy. But honestly, really, I'm just so grateful that he was actually part of WWE. I mean, you know, for him, for everything that he's accomplished. I mean, again, you know, I want to go back to everything he's done, you know, in Ring of Honor and Total Nonstop. You know, everything he did. I mean, you know, winning the Ring of Honor Championship. You know, at one point, I mean, you know, it was actually just one of the coolest things. I mean, you know, when he won that Fatal 4-Way match with Chris Hero, Claudio Castagnoli, and Naomichi Moto Fuji in that 4-Way match. So. You know, he won the title on October 6th of 2007. So, you know, and I think, you know, before that, when he was challenging for the title, I mean, he was challenging then champion, you know, Bryan Danielson. But also during that time, he was actually the Ring of Honor Pure Champion. So, and it was actually in August of 2003. That's when Nigel McGuinness actually arrived at Ring of Honor. So, you know, I think, and then in March 2005, he actually formed a tag team with Colt Cabana. And they did actually get themselves in the title picture. They were challenging for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships, but they didn't win it. And then, you know, and then that one time when he first challenged Samoa Joe, who was the Ring of Honor Pure Champion at the time, at first he was defeated, but he ended up winning in a rematch. And then he ended up, you know, holding the title for 350 days, which was a record. And then, you know, after becoming the champion, he actually transitioned to becoming a heel. So really, honestly, you know, I think basically, you know, him as a heel in Ring of Honor was certainly something, you know, special. But it's really interesting. I mean, during his run as the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, you know, everything was just so unique. You know, I could basically spend hours and hours and hours talking about it. But to get straight to the point, I would suggest you just do the research. You can watch. I'm sure there's a lot of footage on YouTube, and I'm sure there's other ways to get the footage. But honestly, you know, as part of it, you know, him even working in Japan for Pro Wrestling Noah, you know, a lot of great things there. I mean, you know, I think I'll never forget one point. I think, you know, he had that feud with Jimmy Rave, and there was an I Quit match, which actually was ended by referee stoppage. I mean, an I Quit match ending via referee stoppage is something you don't really see, honestly. I mean, something definitely extremely rare. I mean, you know, when he became the Ring of Honor champion, you know, in September, I believe it was actually, it was actually in October, you know, when he suffered a torn triceps, you know, like that, you know, he was actually never stripped of the Ring of Honor title, which honestly, I don't really know what to say about that. But honestly, I just kind of feel like, you know, him becoming the Ring of Honor world champion, you know, was just one of the greatest things ever. And when he worked at TNA Impact, he actually utilized a different name. I think his name was Desmond Wolf, according to my notes, which I'm looking at right now. You know, and he actually made his debut. He attacked Kurt Angle, and they were embroiled in a feud. So, but you know, honestly, for right now, I mean, I didn't spend too much time, you know, looking at, you know, all the stuff, you know, from TNA Impact, but again, you know, during those final years of his career, I mean, you know, you just kind of see, you know, really, you really saw him, you know, perform to the best of his ability and like that. But you know, but when he retired again in 2011, I mean, it was just so tough. And, you know, but everything he was able to do for Ring of Honor, you know, from 2011 to 2016 as a commentator and the on-screen authority figure, and for what he was done with WWE, you you know, again, you know, it's nothing but just respect. So, you know, and you know, and I honestly feel like, you know, watching what he did as the Ring of Honor World Champion, you know, when he had those great matches with Bryan Danielson, you know, of course, Bryan Danielson won the title in September of 2005 and held it for 462 days, and then he lost it to Homicide. And Nigel McGuinness, again, you know, defeated Takeshi Morishima, which was actually at the Undeniable Ring of Honor event, which was in New Jersey. And Nigel McGuinness went on to hold the title for 545 days. And of course, as we know, Samoa Joe to this day still holds the record for being the longest reigning Ring of Honor World Champion. And so, as we know, Samoa Joe's record is at 645 days. So, and of course, honestly, for me, you know, Bryan Danielson, you know, with being with AEW, of course, and Ring of Honor is actually All Elite. So technically, my honest opinion, with Nigel McGuinness returning to Ring of Honor, I would honestly say that as a result of it, Nigel McGuinness is All Elite because Ring of Honor is All Elite. So now kind of going through a little bit of the history, you know, going back through all the brilliant, you know, Ring of Honor champions, you know, Adam Cole, Christopher Daniels, you know, Cody even won the title back in 2017, you know, Michael Elgin, you know, Davey Richards, Kevin Steen, Jay Briscoe, Roderick Strong, Tyler Black. I mean, the history of the Ring of Honor champion, I mean, so many brilliant champions, and look where they are at today. I mean, Tyler Black, Seth Rollins, who's now Seth Rollins in WWE, Kevin Steen, I mean, everybody. I mean, the list goes on. Davey Richards, who's, you know, who I've seen perform at Major League Wrestling as well. I've watched, you know, I watched a lot of what Davey Richards has done. So, you know, honestly, and seeing, again, of course, what Nigel McGuinness has done, it's just, you know, it's absolutely incredible. And again, I can't stress just how much I appreciate everything that Nigel McGuinness has done. So I could just basically spend all day praising the hell out of him. But it was good to see him make his return at the 16th Supercard of Honor, you know, Ring of Honor event, which took place at the Gallon Center at the University of Southern California. And honestly, there was probably no better way to bring back Nigel McGuinness if he had made his return to Ring of Honor. I mean, to bring him back at a Supercard of Honor. So it's just absolutely amazing. And it doesn't even surprise me that he came out to such a great pop. I mean, again, Nigel McGuinness is a true legend in the history of Ring of Honor. As I mentioned earlier, you can't talk about the history of Ring of Honor without mentioning Nigel McGuinness. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is an absolute fact. But, you know, him being, you know, on the commentary, it's, you know, it's just huge. I mean, this is his first time with Ring of Honor since 2016. So, you know, I can imagine, you know, hopefully Tony Khan, you know, has plans, you know, basically we'll see. I mean, you know, and I would love to see Nigel McGuinness, you know, be featured on AEW programming as well. So, you know, I'm sure that'll happen because, again, Ring of Honor is All Elite. But for now, I'd like to welcome back Nigel McGuinness back home to the Ring of Honor. Congratulations on coming back. And I'm so grateful for everything Nigel has done. And I just can't wait to see what the future has in store for him. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful and I'm very, very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. So please, please, please do me a good favor. Subscribe to my show. And for those of you watching on YouTube, don't forget to leave a like, comment, and of course, don't forget to subscribe. And please let me know your thoughts on Nigel McGuinness returning Ring of Honor. Anything you have to say about everything he has done. Again, I'm always all ears, so let me know in the comment section. And ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget to subscribe. And once again, if you love professional wrestling, and if you know somebody that loves professional wrestling and they are looking for a very exciting pro wrestling podcast, then I promise you, Ringside Chaos is the show for them. Thank y'all very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.